Greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Moz, and I'm here to bring the daily inspiration for you this morning or today, and I trust that you will be blessed. If you would desire to make contact with me, word of encouragement or questions or anything like that, please feel free to give me a call at 717-656-9576. I'd love to hear from you. God bless you. This morning, I want to look at several verses here, and the first verse that I would like to look at is found in John 3:16, and John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Now let's just consider that a little bit. For God, the creator of the universe, the creator of the world, the creator of mankind, actually, the creator of everything we see. God. For God so loved the world. The world? Who's the world? The world is everyone that has ever been born. Everyone that has ever I believe the world includes everyone. I don't think he's talking about this globe that we are perched on. I think it's talking about everyone that was ever born. God so loved the world. Now, we could also take a look at the word loved, and we could say, well, what does love mean? You know, how, why, what does it all entail? Well, love is an affection. Love is an action word. It does something. For instance, if you love your wife, you will be very affectionate to her. You will be very, you will say kind words to her. You will say blessings, words of blessings, and that love could just be explained with so many different words. Love is action. And so God so loved the world that he gave. He gave what? He gave his only begotten Son. God gave his only begotten Son that whosoever, again, that's everybody that was ever born, whosoever believeth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Now the words are, they're turning to that because I know that very well by heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Okay, so, whosoever, everyone, believeth in him. Now, what does believe mean? Whosoever believeth in him. If we believe in someone, we are willing to, okay, for instance, if you have a friend, if you have a large sum of money that needs to be taken somewhere, and it needs to be delivered by hand, but you cannot go yourself, and will you give it to someone who you do not believe in, you do not trust? No, you will not give it to a stranger to expect him to carry that money this distance to this other person that needs that money. You will not give that money to a stranger, but you will give that money to a person who you believe in. You give that money to a person who you believe will get that money to the place where it's supposed to go and will not run off with it. And I'm talking about a large sum of money. You will give it to a person who you believe in. So the same way, whosoever believeth in him. For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved you and I so much that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave. And, you know, just consider your son. Maybe you only have one son, and that son is very precious to you. Consider how you would feel if that son were to to be killed or to die. Consider how that would make you feel. Well, here, God on purpose. Because in Romans 3:23, it says, "For we have all sinned." Again, it's talking about all of mankind. "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We, the very people that God created, have fallen short of the glory of God. And we have sinned. We have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And in order for us to be brought back to him. Now you might say, well, no, I haven't sinned. I'm a good person. I've never sinned. Can you really say that? Just think, have you ever stolen a piece of candy? Have you ever done something that you weren't supposed to? You know, the Bible says we have all sinned. Sometimes we have a hard time imagining that I'm a bad person because I was always a good person. Now, people that drink and curse and swear and get into all kinds of wickedness, they know they have sinned. And they know they are not, many of them know that they're not pleasing God. But for those of us who have grown up in the church, those of us who have, excuse me, those of us that have known, have heard the gospel all our life, we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and need a Savior? Yes, that's right. We need a Savior. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him. And like I said, that word believe is a very strong word. It is not just a, if you really consider that word, we must put all our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we can be delivered from the sin. In James it says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. And it also says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, God wants us to be serious about life. God wants us to be, to consider Him. God wants our affection. He wants our all. And He is not wrong in doing that, in saying that. And He is not wrong in wanting everything, because He is our Creator, and He is the one whom we are responsible to. He is the one who has made us. And so why would He not demand full consecration? Why would He not want, if we are to, if He is to give us eternal life, if He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to shed His blood for us, why would He not demand full consecration? Why would He allow us to share our devotion with the things of this world? No, He wants our full consecration. He wants everything. He that does not, dann hat alles aufgibt, der kann nicht mein Jünger sein. That's the German version of "He that does not forsake everything cannot be my disciple." You know, we have to give up everything. And I'm not, we have to give up everything. And then, you know, if God allows us to have something, then we take it as a gift and use it for His glory and His honor. And we are stewards over the things that He gives us. Okay, so what's the answer? What's the answer for our wickedness? Even though we think we may have, we've grown up to be a good person, and we've overcome a lot of things, yet we are wicked and vile people, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, without God's grace, we all are doomed to hell. We're all doomed to life and eternity without God. And that is torture. So, what's the answer? It's Jesus Christ. To have faith in the man, in the person of Jesus Christ, the person whom God gave as a sacrifice, who shed His blood for us, that we might have life, that we might be forgiven of this awful, wretched sin that we are in. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should have everlasting life. So, may you seek after God, and may you realize that unless you have given your life in full consecration to the Lord Jesus Christ, you will spend an eternity without God. And like I said, that is torture. That is not good. But if we can spend eternity with God in heaven, and all the angels in the glorious worshiping of our Lord Jesus Christ, of our Heavenly Father, worshiping Him for all eternity, oh, what a beautiful thing that will be. Let us all live this life today in full consecration to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, so many of us, we want more of this world's goods. We want to enjoy the sin of the world. But, you know, that's just a fleeting thing. It's here now, and then it's gone. And it gives us such an empty feeling. But to live for the Lord Jesus Christ is just the completely opposite. It is so fulfilling And it is not just a joy for today. It is a joy that takes us on, and it is a real joy to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. So God bless you this morning, and let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning for your blessings and love. And I pray, dear God, I thank you, dear God, this morning for that sending your only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. And I pray that each person listening this morning would realize that, would make that personal and realize that Jesus Christ died for me. Jesus Christ died for me. And I'm talking about everyone that is listening. Just think of those words. Jesus Christ died for me, that I might live. It doesn't matter what kind of sin you were in, and it doesn't matter whether you were a good person, but Jesus Christ died for you. Father, I pray that you would just put those words in every listener's heart this morning, and that they might live a life that is fully consecrated to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, God bless you, and you have a wonderful day. Come back again tomorrow and see what God has for us tomorrow.